on 702 ABC Sydney, an excerpt from Someone Else's Child, which is also the title of the album from Hamish Stewart. Hamish Stewart joining me in the studio. Welcome back to the Weekend Show.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks, Simon.
Introduce this band of merry men that you've dragged along on a Sunday morning.
My dear, dear friends who get out of bed very early for me, we have Dave Symes on the bass, who co-produced the record with me. And Matt McMahon, who's a cohort over the years, playing the piano.
Now, Matt, you didn't get an opportunity to play on the album, but you're still here along on a Sunday morning. That shows to me extreme dedication.
I think, for many years, Hamish has saved all of us in the Australian music scene on so many times. We all owe him so many debts. And for his first album, there's a lot of favours he could call up. So this is one of them.
But you may well laugh, but this actually, the whole reason for the album came about because of debt, didn't it? It's basically a build-up of credits you accumulated.
Yeah, it's pretty silly. There was a keyboard that I own that was staying at Shane Fay's Megaphone Studios, and at some stage he was going to sell the studio, I think, and he rang up and said, you better come in and have a day in the studio recording. And I thought, what on earth am I going to do? And Dave, my dear friend Dave Symes, who... we've worked together for years and years, sort of said, you should do something yourself, That's how it started.
That was the 25th of February in 2003.
That just seems like only yesterday.
So you've raced this CD through then.
rushed it through.
The track was Someone Else's Child. Who was along on that day when you recorded it?
Oh, well, okay, that's... it was Jackie Orzarski, Tina Harrod singing, both of them singing. Dave Symes, of course, on the bass. Iko Akriff on percussion. Ben Houtman on the guitar. Matt Ottignon on the tenor sax. Chris Abrahams, of course, on the piano. Dave helped me with putting some of the notes on paper and some of the ideas, of course, because we do that with Lucy Thorne. We sort of co-produce that record and we have a good relationship, so we were able to work together and, got everyone... on the day, got the studio, and away we went. That was the beginning of it.
Jackie Orzarski brought the words along or made them up as he was there. Is that
right? That was funny because Jack, I had asked Jack to sing the melody with Tina. And at that stage, what I really wanted was just the human voice. I didn't really want words. Hmm. So we gave him the melody and he said, I look after it. Brother Amy, I look after it. And then he came to the studio and he said, I hope you don't mind, Brother Amy, but I have written some words because I don't want to sing la, 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 la. And I said, that's fair enough, depending on the words. That's great. And the words were fantastic. So that's how the words came to be. And in fact, Someone Else's Child is, he wrote those lyrics. And I thought it's kind of an amazing... sort of image, just the idea of someone else's child. So that's the whole record got called that.
On 702 ABC Sydney, Hamish Stewart in the studio. The CD is called Someone Else's Child, out through Vitamin Records. If you'd like to go to their website, you can find out more about it. The intro to Someone Else's Child is a very atmospheric. It's at one stage I thought it was crickets, then I thought it might have been percussion. What is it?
Well, that's an interesting thing, Simon. You've picked the most interesting thing on the record. That was the first thing we recorded. It's basically about 12 overdubs of tiny little pieces of percussion, little bells and shakers and cymbals and very, very small sounds. And I had no idea where I was going with it. I just kind of thought, I'd like to have this blanket of, crickets, sort of night, jungle sound, whatever, but that I could make myself. And I remember at the end of recording the sort of 12th take with Shane sitting in the... Shane Fay, the engineer sitting at the desk, and I walked in and we kind of put it all up and I was sitting there, standing there listening to it, and it suddenly dawned on me that I had reproduced my own tinnitus as the beginning of my first, record. But anyway, it's all just a whole bunch of very small sound.
Because it's not a jazz album by any means. It's very atmospheric in some parts.
Yeah, well, I think, I have the jazz label, I think, is so broad these days. And, really, I think it's music. You know, not my record, but I think the whole thing is music. And I think it was Duke Ellington that said there's only two types, it's good or bad. And, you know, you guys can be the judge of that.
Yeah. On 702 ABC Sydney, Hamish Stewart in the studio, Someone Else's Child is the CD. Out now, go to Vitamin Records, the website there, probably the best way. Or you've got your own website now, don't you?
Yeah, you've got to come to www.hamishstewart.net.
No AU, you are truly international.
Am I?
You are. The thing that really strikes me is that you, over the 10 years of The Weekend Show, you've often been sitting in the corner playing the drums to somebody else's album or somebody else's gig or somebody else's release. You've been down at Bondi Beach in perhaps one of the worst weather condition OBs we've ever had. But you've never been here in your own right. Is that sort of weird?
Yeah, it's very odd. Now I know why. And I doubt that you'll see me ever again behind the microphone.
Because I think you've got a gig coming up mid-November?
Oh, no, I think it's December. We're looking at December the 17th, hopefully, for a CD launch. If we can gather all these people together, which is my sort of master plan.
Maybe we can get you back in the studio just before that
Ooh,
one.
Ooh, that would be great.
What are you going to play for us? Since you've got keyboard, since you've got bass and you've got those drums, what would you like to play?
Well, we've got a little song. Like to play a little song at you now. Don't know why, you ain't done nothing to me. No, I would like to play a song called You Folks, and this is actually dedicated to my wife and my two children.
Hamish Stewart, thanks for joining us in the studio. Matt, Dave, thank you also. Take it away.